are about to hear a life-changing message preached at Revival International Memphis by the Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay. In Hebrews 10 verse 25, the Bible says, "Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more, as ye see the day approaching." In this powerful Sunday message, Reverend Lindsay continues the series, Reasons Why You Must Be a Permanent Church Member. When you are permanent, there is longevity, and with that, blessings flow. Often, when there's no permanence in the church, there's a lack of Bible reading, lack of praying, and lack of seeking God in all things. So let us listen into this anointed word, and above all, let us be permanent with God. Be blessed.
Well, last week we started sharing about permanence, how to become a permanent member of God's house, a permanent family member with God. Hallelujah. How to become permanent. And we read in the book of Luke chapter 10 about the Good Samaritan, that Jesus Christ presented himself as the good neighbor. Who is a good neighbor? And then he explained, you know, there was a priest, somebody who was going from Jerusalem to down to Jericho, fell among thieves who stripped him of his clothing and wounded him and left him there half dead. They left him half dead. You know, they stripped him and wounded him until he was half dead. All right. And then a priest came by and he so looked on the other side and passed by. A Levite, a church folk, church leader, church deacon, they also passed by and then went away. And it was a Samaritan, a stranger, who took him, put him on his own ass after giving first aid with wine and oil in the wounds, dressed it, gave first aid, and took him to the inn. And Bible says in New King James, good. And he went to the inn and he brought him to that inn. Then the next verse 35, is what we're looking for. On the next day when he departed, he took 2 denarii or money and gave to the innkeeper or the pastor of the church and said to him, "Take care of him. And whatever more you spend, when I come again, I will repay you." Hallelujah. So this is the situation of you and I. We had gone down on God from Jerusalem, the presence of God. We had gone away to the world, Jericho. And of course, the only Bible says that thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So we have been affected by the devil in a way and the world, to the point where we are half dead. Half dead person is somebody who's alive but dead spiritually. Spiritually dead is half dead. You know, in physical terms, somebody who's in coma, who can't breathe, who cannot make decisions, who is on ventilator is half dead. We have to resuscitate to come alive, or you are either at risk of going, you'll die, or you'll be recovered. Okay? So, either way, you are in a critical situation. Intensive care. Now, Jesus found us in intensive care. Found out everybody who is not in Christ is dead to Christ, separated from God. So we are called half dead, spiritually dead, physically alive, but spiritually dead. So just Jesus Christ finds us, and with his blood, he forgives all our sins. With his blood, first aid, that's what brings salvation. And with his spirit, which is the oil, we are made to come alive. Without the work of the blood, the Holy Spirit cannot work on you. Cannot work on dirty things. It's called the Holy Spirit. It's a spirit that is holy. Cannot work on dirt. So the blood of Jesus Christ comes to cleanse us so that the Holy Spirit can work on us. Where's Lala? So that the Holy Spirit can come on us. Okay? Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. That is why anytime the Bible says that don't grieve, Ephesians chapter 4 verse 30 said, "Grieve not the Holy Spirit of promise, which was given to you, you know, as a seal for the day of redemption." In other words, Jesus Christ has given us, bought us by the blood, but it's the Holy Spirit that gives you an identity. So every Christian who doesn't have the Holy Spirit or who does not relate with the Holy Spirit, you are a dry Christian.
Yeah.
You are a dry Christian. And believe me, you need to interact with the Holy Spirit. Jesus is not here. He's in heaven. He's seated at the right hand of God. He says, I will replace myself. I will, instead of me, I'll give you the comforter. He promised. He told the disciples that I am going, but not many days hence, I will bring a replacement for me. So everybody who mentions Jesus without mentioning the Holy Spirit, you don't have Jesus. Do you get the point? Yeah. If I have shoes, nice shoes like this, and I take it, and I say, I'm giving you Jordan Air, and then you still are holding on to this, you don't have an upgrade. Until this has gone, the other will not come. Okay? So that's the reason why. So Jesus does that, or did that, and brought us to the inn, which is the church, and gave us to the innkeeper, who's the pastor. The pastor is God's representative. You see that? That is it. And then and then he put us there, and he says, stay there until I come back. Tell somebody, stay until Jesus comes. Isabella, why are you angry with your husband because he told you that? Stay. Somebody stay in the church. Tell somebody stay in the church until Jesus comes. And many people have died before the coming of Christ. It's either to stay till he comes, until you come to heaven. Hallelujah. That is the reason why. So you are giving to the innkeeper. That's why the reason why Bible says in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24 and 25, it says, consider one another to provoke one another, McCoy, and to love and good works while we're here. When you are born again, your job is to be provoked to love and good works. That is your responsibility. My job is to provoke you.
Wow.
Yours is to be full of love and good works.
Wow. Wow.
Love and good works, not evil works, not hatred.
That's right.
Someone say love.
Love.
And good works.
And good works.
Ask somebody, where's your love?
Where's your love?
Where's your good works?
Where's your good works?
Not love for just self, love for others.
Hey.
Love for the people of God.
Hey.
And good works.
It's some real
of us,
question.
We have love, but we don't have good works.
That's right.
Some of us, we have good works. We're in the choir. We're doing well. We're ashes, but there's no love. Love and good works. Let us consider one another, not ourselves, one another, in order to stir up love and good works. King James. And Bible says, and do not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. As is the manner of some. Some people, they don't like assembling.
No.
I mean, if the whole church will be here, we'll not have enough space.
No.
I know what I'm talking about.
It's the truth.
Or if you will be consistently here on Sunday and bright and early to worship. Bible says we should not forsake the assembling of ourselves together in the inn where Jesus placed us. He gave you to the innkeeper to stay in the inn.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. And he didn't say innkeepers or inns.
Yes.
Jesus sends you to one inn, to one innkeeper.
Hey, a holy hotel.
Yeah. A holy hotel. A heavenly hotel. A Jesus Christ
Amen.
Hotel Incorporated. Yeah. It's a line of hotels where he
Amen.
Takes care of us. And Jesus knows there are multiple.
That's right.
There's a church in Corinth, church in Ephesus, church in Galatia, all that.
That's
but he
right.
puts you in one and tells you, hey.
Stay.
That's why stay right there with that innkeeper. That innkeeper, remain.
Amen.
Dwell. He says, stay, remain. And he says, therefore, do not forsake assembling of yourselves.
Do not.
And he says, as is the manner of some. It means God knows that there are people who behave that way.
That's right.
God has already diagnosed this behavior that sometimes you put up. Today I'm I don't feel like getting up today. I got a headache. I don't feel like seeing people. I'm too drunk. But some people are drunk.
That's true.
Yeah. I'm too tired. I don't feel like going to church. Yeah. I was high last night. It's too cold. It's too hot.
It's raining.
It's raining. My car is giving me a problem. If you were going to work and your car gave you a problem, what would you do?
Uber.
Would you sit back?
Uber.
Wouldn't you Uber? Wouldn't you call somebody? Wouldn't you do something? How come when it comes to God, it's something different?
That's right.
That shows you how you feel about God.
Hey.
The Bible says, Jesus knows. Says, as is the manner, is the behavior, character, habit of some of you. As is the manner of some. But rather encourage one another. And so much the more to do it as you see the day approaching.
Amen. Amen.
You get the point?
Amen.
Encourage one another to do it. So Isabella, if your wife is telling you, encouraging you, don't look at him in that way. Clap for Isabella. All right. So last week, we tried to find out why God says stick with it and stay. Stay. Dwell in the house. We realized last week also, that Psalm 27, people that God loved, like David. Bible says David was a man after God's own heart. They spoke in a certain way about the house of God. Like Psalm 27 verse 4. Bible says, one thing, David said, one thing have I desired. Your desire should be this. One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord. Some of the days of my life.
No.
All. I say to the glory of God, I don't remember the last time I missed service. How many can say the same thing? Don't remember the last time you missed a church service.
I don't miss.
Nobody can say the same thing. You see? You see? Yeah. It's difficult to remember. Even when you don't see me here, it means I'm doing the Lord's work somewhere or I'm doing something related. Amen. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Look at the result, verse 5. He says, in the time of trouble, God shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret place of his church, tabernacle. He shall hide me. You think it's just the four walls? As you actually fellowship regularly in the church consistently, you are actually hidden under his pavilion.
That's right.
Under his tabernacle.
There's a protection.
The tabernacle is his tent of protection.
Mm-hmm. It's real.
You know, those days, the tabernacle was where the presence of the Lord, with the cherubims and the shepherds, angels, there. It's called the presence tabernacle. You see, that his presence will be with you. He will hide you in the secret place of his tabernacle, and he shall set you high upon a rock. You are the next person to be set high in Jesus' name.
I receive it.
Believe it.
I believe it.
So last week we started explaining why this is important. Reasons why you must be permanent. Permanent. And we said that Jesus Christ has married us. The church of God is the bride of Christ. Let me read it to you. So number one reason is that you are supposed to be consistent because you are supposed to be part of a family.
That's right.
When there's family meeting, God expects you to be there with your family. Yeah. When I'm in a workplace and my family is meeting, I tell them my family is meeting. It's family emergency. I must be there. Okay. So it's because you are part of a family. God has made each and every one of us a part of a family. All right. Now, Ephesians chapter 5 from verse 22. I'm going to read something that will surprise you about the way that you are actually married, you know, to God. You are God's bride. Give me Amplified Classic. Amplified. The classic. Or should I find my own? Okay. The Amplified says, wives, be subject or submissive and adapt yourselves to your own husbands as a service to the Lord. Wow. So wives, learn from the Bible, not from the world. Bella, you're supposed to be submitted to your husband as a service to God. He says, this one, how many do you have? And adapt yourselves to him, to your own husband, as a service to God. Now, keep going. For the husband is the head of the wife, the same way that Christ is the head of the church, himself being the savior of his body. Do you get the point? Now, an analogy, you understand wife and husband, but look at the church. Christ himself is the savior of his body. As the church is subject to Christ, so let wives also be subject and in everything to their husbands. That's why some people can't marry, because they can't believe this. They can't believe this. Anybody who can believe this, you'll be a queen forever. Oh yeah. I'll show you some scriptures. You will love it. You'll be a queen forever. Because God says so. Now, you know, because of this equality, that is the reason why even in the church there's a problem. God is giving an analogy as a family, how a family should behave. Now, watch this. Look, the husbands who always say, wives submit. There is a responsibility you must perform.
It's your part.
It's not just submit to me, and yeah, then you sit down. You just sit down and eat submission. Husbands, love your wives.
That's right.
Love your wives. No husband deserves submission if you don't know how to love. It's a two-way road. And no wife should use, they don't love me as a reason not to submit. It means you don't love God. You know, whichever the case, let everybody do their own. Okay? Yeah. I don't wait for my wife to submit before I love her. Do you get the point? I have to love her because that's my duty from God. So husbands, love your wife. Now, as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her, her is the church. You are God's bride. You are Christ's bride. Gave himself for his church, for her. God describes you as her. Love will be showered upon you. Now, go on to the next verse, verse 26. We're going to verse 32, verse 26. So that he, Jesus, might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water by the word. As I'm speaking the word to you, God is cleansing you. God is making you a better person. God is making you more suitable for his body. Keep going, verse 27. So that he might present the church to himself in a glorious splendor, without spot, without wrinkle, or any such things, so that she might be holy and faultless. You know, Jesus is working on the church through his word. His idea is so that we'll become better and better. Every time, that's why he says you should be in church all the time. Because there's a word that is washing you day by day by day.
Amen.
Day by day. Amen. And it's making you better and better and better and better. Oh, having come to church regularly, my life has been consistently changed to the glorious splendor without spot and wrinkle towards that.
Amen.
Amen. So that's what Jesus is doing. That's why he wants you to be here to take care of you. Now watch this next verse. Verse 28. Even so, husbands should love their wives as being, in a sense, their own bodies. He who loves his own wife loves himself. In other words, husbands, if you love yourself, I can see it in the way you love your wife. Every husband who doesn't love the wife, you're actually a self-hatred person. You are hating the person that's part of you. And when you start loving, you see all the pain will go away. Oh, yeah. You see? So who loves his own wife loves himself. Verse 29, that's where we're going. For no man ever hates his own flesh, but nourishes and carefully protects and cherishes it as Christ does the church. Let me tell you something. If you are a wife, your protection is because you're married. Yeah. Yes. When I got married, my wife came to my home. I shared my house. I shared my food. I shared my car. Of course, I shared her car too. Yeah. My wife sometimes wears my shirt. Share everything. Do you get the point? So Jesus wants to share everything. He says, for no man hates himself, but nourishes and carefully protects and cherishes it, as Christ does the church. Christ is protecting you, nourishing you. Give the verse 30. Because you are members or parts of his body. This is what I want you to see. You are members or you are part of God's body. You are a family member.
Yes.
You are a member of God's body.
Yes.
Just like the wife is a part of the body of the man.
Mm.
When somebody says you are dismembered, what does it mean?
Hey, you lost something.
You lost, you amputated.
That's right.
They cut your hand. You've been dismembered. They cut you.
That's right.
When there was war in Sudan and in Liberia, they look at somebody and say, do you want short sleeves or long sleeves? Long sleeves mean they'll cut your arm at this side. That's long sleeve. Short sleeve means they'll cut it here. We evil. They dismembered the human beings. They dismembered.
Mercy.
Now, when you are a member of the body of Christ, Makoa, and you are not here, you have dismembered the church.
Hey, you're a missing finger.
You are like a missing hand. I don't know whether you're short sleeve or long sleeve. You have rendered us into short sleeve churches and long sleeve churches.
Mercy.
When God is expecting a full arm, McCoy, who is supposed to be the hand, says, I want long sleeve, so cut me off and keep your long sleeve. Who says we want long sleeve?
Mm.
We want the full arm. God says, because we are members or parts of his body. And therefore, your absence is dismembering the church.
Mercy.
Lady Pastor Victoria is not here. She's traveled. You can see there's a difference.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a dismembering. This morning, I told her that we miss your presence quite a bit. Yeah. You may sit down and say that you don't do anything. I don't care. It's very important. You see, sometimes the reason why you think you're not important is because you have not as accepted your role. Every part of the body has a function.
That's right. Every part.
Yeah. Sylvia, you must discover your function. Jessica, the reason why you don't feel... You know, one thing I told somebody. I told somebody that anybody that accepts... I mean, like, if it's not a wedding or something... Anybody who consistently accepts invitation, I'm going to that church, I'm going to that church. Usually, it means they don't have function in their churches. They don't have much to do. That's why you can, if my hand is this, can you be borrowing my hand?
No.
Tell my hand, tomorrow be at Devonia's house.
No.
You tell my heart, today don't be here, stay somewhere.
No.
No, no. It's a bad sign. It's a bad sign. When somebody jumps from church to church, it's a bad sign. Usually those people are not serious Christians. They don't have a role to play. They are not functional where they belong. It's true. If you make yourself functional, you yourself, nobody will tell you that you have to be there, because the choir is depending on you. The preaching is depending on you. The instruments are depending on you. The action is depending on, the photography is depending. And if you are somebody of worth your sort, you should present yourself as a living sacrifice. Bible says, holy and acceptable, which is your reasonable service.
Man.
You must present your bodies, present yourselves as a living sacrifice, alive. Yeah.
Amen.
Bible says, we are members, parts of his body, and every part has a function. You must find your function in the church.
Hey.
You must find your role in the church. You must never allow yourself to be just decorated. You are not a chair.
Amen.
You are not a chair.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, put your hands together. Amen. You are not a chair. Tell somebody, are you part of the body of Christ?
Are you part of the body of Christ?
What is your role?
Hey.
Do you think there's a useless, any useless part of the human being?
No.
If you think there's a useless, you just let's cut off the tip of your nose.
Or your fingernail.
Or let's cut your remove just your nail.
Painful.
You see the pain it brings. Yeah. You see, so I appeal to you therefore. You bring the other verse. Bring the other, continue. The verse we're reading. All right. So, Ephesians chapter 5 and verse number 30. Bring it back. Amplify it. Okay, for we are members, amplified, for we are members or parts of his body. Then verse 30 and 32, watch 31 and 32. It says, for this reason, a man shall leave his father and his mother and shall be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. You see, for this reason, a man, you leave a father and your mother. You see, the church thing, the relationship with Christ is so deep that God is saying it's not a biological thing. Don't see it. It's more deep. When you're joined to your husband, suddenly the husband's name is your name. The two is one. And God says they don't separate. That is why when you are not in church, we ask about you. How are you doing? Is everything okay with you? Do you need a ride? When are you coming? You know, we're going to do what we call in-reach. You know, we did International Sunday. We are going to do an intra-church Sunday. Clap for the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We're going to do mopping up, catching up, coming back, homecoming, in-reach. Not outreaches, in-reaches. Yeah. Yeah. I've had a burden on my heart to reach out, and we're going to have a national visitation week, 2 weeks continuous, where I will visit, and the shepherds, we will gather. God says, leave the 99 that are regular and go for that single one that you have
Amen.
Not seen.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
The good shepherd. And Bible Yeah. says, when we do that, there's rejoicing in heaven. You and I are going to work together to do that. Clap for the Lord
Amen.
Jesus. Isabella, Amen. Anybody that has been here that you know, you are going to be the source of mobilizing. And the Bible says, the next verse, for this reason shall a man leave his father. Then verse 32, this mystery is very great, but I speak concerning the relationship of Christ and the church. So you are part of a family. You cannot just dismember the body of Christ. Moses, God expects you every day not to dismember the church. Say amen. Tell somebody, don't dismember the church.
Don't dismember the church.
Don't tell somebody, don't be cut off.
Don't be cut off.
Don't cut yourself off.
Don't cut yourself off.
It's painful.
It's painful.
All right, so we learned last week that we're part of the family. And Psalm 68 and verse 6 says, God sets the solitary into families. And he brings us out, brings out those who are in bound with chains. But the rebellious dwell in dry land. So we are part of a family. And we learned that Jesus Christ is the firstborn. In Romans chapter 8 and verse 29, New Living Translation, the Bible says that, for whom God foreknew, for God knew his people in advance, and he chose them to become like his son, so that his son will be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. Yeah. Somebody, you are my brother.
You're my brother.
You are my sister.
You're my sister.
Number two, the reason why God wants a permanent relationship. You know, it says marriage is permanent. Jesus Christ said, look, he has made us part of the body. He doesn't change his mind. He will never leave us nor forsake us. He will always be there. You know, that's why God accepts, you know, the prodigal son was accepted back. Because God accepts U-turns, you know. I mean, you can sin all you want. You have just come back.
Amen.
One day I told a church member, you have been backsliding so much that you can't come to the church. I said, how many more weeks do you need to backslide? I asked her. And she told me about 1 month or 6 weeks. I said, no problem. I'll wait for you. Yeah. I'll wait for you. I said, I've given you permission. Yeah. And she went for that number of weeks and came back. Yeah. Very powerful testimony. And the person is in church and doing well. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Because I prayed. She doesn't know why she was there. She was just firing prayers concerning her. So it's good. Number two, you are part of God's building.
That's right.
Part of God's building. Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 9. That ye are laborers together with God. You are God's field. You are God's building. So you're part of a building. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Part of a building. And these are human buildings. And last week we learned that it is not enough to just see yourself as the church is not just blocks. When you see a building, you can see that there's a toilet, there's an office, there's a stage, there is whatever it is. I ask you, how would you feel if your kitchen decides I'm not going to be in your house for 2 weeks? How? They're part of God's building. Do you want your kitchen to do that? That is what happens when part of a building is taken away. Permanence is what marriage. God's Bible says God hates divorce. You should be able to tell yourself, I am just like Jesus said, I'm in the church for life. I will never, even if I feel like backsliding, in my backsliding, I'll still be in the church.
Amen.
Yeah. I've told myself, you'll have to bury me in this church. You either come for my funeral or I come for your funeral. That's how we should end it. Or Christ comes three ways. I come to your funeral, you come to my funeral, or we are raptured. There are only three ways we must end it. It shouldn't be that one day you get angry and then your high fever comes. No. Don't talk to me again. Don't call me again. Block me. I block you. Why? If you're part of a family, do you block off people like that? Don't talk to me. I'm changing my family name. No! You are part of God's building. As new, 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2 to 5. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. In fact, forget about verse 2. And verse 4. Verse 4. New Living Translation. Watch it. Verse 4. Says, you are coming to Christ, who is the living cornerstone of God's temple.
Right.
Have you seen a stone that's alive before?
Mm.
That's you.
Amen.
The church is made up of
living, stone.
Living people. That's God right. Called Peter. Upon you, Peter, I'm going to call you as Simon, but I'm changing your name to Peter, to stone. And upon this rock, I'll build my church. So God sees Peters in every member. You are the stone. I will use you to build my church. A stone. Stone McCoy. Stone Bernice. Stone Devonia. Stone this. Stone. Little building blocks.
That's
don't
right.
Use what is out there. When we use bricks to build, that's the physical. But the church, human beings are used, called living stones. Jesus Christ says he's the first living stone, the corner, the pillar. Who is the living cornerstone of God's temple? God is building the temple and uses Jesus. He was rejected by people, but he was chosen by God to be great honor. Then the next verse is about you. It says, and you are also living stones that God is using, building into his spiritual temple.
Amen.
Wow. Isabella, is it a powerful revelation? You are a living stone. You are alive, but you are a stone. We should call you Peter or Stone Bella.
Amen.
Peter Bella. Bella Stone. Bella Stone.
Hey.
Bella Stone. Amen. Bella Stone. What is your name?
Liana
what? Stone. Liana Stone. Those days, the biggest Liana. Buildings were built with stone. I've been to Israel a number of times. The temple is built with stones. So Jesus called them living stones. You are living stones. I mean, can you imagine we come here and then one part of the block is removed? We'll be cold in winter. You are living stone for God's building into a spiritual temple. What's more, you are also holy priests. Through the mediation of Jesus Christ, you offer spiritual sacrifices that please God. So everybody here, you are a spiritual temple building material. And you are supposed to offer spiritual sacrifices. You should ask yourself, what is my spiritual sacrifice I'm offering for the building of the temple?
Mm.
Ask yourself, which part of the living temple are you?
It's a question.
Tell somebody, come alive, come alive, come alive.
Alive.
Don't die. A stone is dead, but a living stone is not dead. Come alive.
Amen.
Akisha, you need to fix yourself somewhere. My dear, fix yourself somewhere and come alive. Tim, Mr. and Mrs. Simo, come alive.
I'm alive.
Simo Stone, come alive. When I saw this, I was so blessed. Ever since I joined the church and I understood this, I've come alive. You can see that I'm such that when I'm not here, you can feel that some life is gone.
That's right.
Come alive.
That's right.
Tell somebody, come alive.
Come alive.
Come alive in the
come
prayer.
Alive.
Come alive for instrumentalists.
Come alive.
Come alive as an usher. Come alive as a praise and worship person. Come alive for film star. Edokat, if you, I can assure you have a gift. If you come alive, and put people around you, we will never lack place or skits in the church. You watch
it. Amen.
Kobe G, this guy is so gifted and anointed, you will see. If he only comes alive.
If he only come alive.
Bible says, as a living sacrifice, offer yourself. That's a church for you. The church, Jesus Christ never built a temple, but he built up people. Stones. First stone was Peter.
That's right.
He says, upon this, I'll build my church. Do you know the beauty of this? And he says, when you come alive like stone, upon this church I'll build my church. The gates of hell shall not prevail against
you. Shall not.
Says Peter, the devil sought to sift you like wheat, but what I've made you, I've made you a stone, you've come alive, it's over. The devil sought to sift you like wheat, but I prayed for you that you will be strengthened, that your faith fail not. And when you are strengthened, strengthen your brothers. In other words, when you come alive, one of the greatest impacts it makes is it makes you immune and protects you from the attacks of Satan. Benu. It says stone. I've made you Simon. You're called Benu, but now you've taken on Benu's stone and come alive.
Yes.
Because of that, the gates of hell are debarred from affecting you.
Amen.
I had a dream and God told me that. He said, my only salvation that makes me different and I'm not dead is because of I come alive as a building block in the church. You don't believe it. You don't believe it. Just start and come alive actively, not just passively like a chair. You come to church, that's all. Come alive. Tell somebody, come alive.
Come alive.
Do something. It's action.
True. It's true.
Get connected somewhere. Build something around. You mark it. When you start building, the devil is even afraid to touch you.
That's right.
He says, and the gates of hell will not prevail against you. And the next verse, verse 19, he said, and I'll give you the key to the kingdom, access. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you lose on earth shall be loose in heaven.
Amen.
People who come alive as building blocks, like Jesus, they say, peace be still, and it happens. The power of a Christian is found in his coming alive.
Amen.
As a sacrificial spiritual entity.
Amen.
Who makes spiritual sacrifices for the Lord. Whether it's tithing, whether it's offering, whether it is singing, whether it is ushering, whether it is soul winning, whether it's active by center participation, worship. Just come alive.
Amen.
You're part of a building. Yeah. Have you seen a dormant building? It's useless. But when it's put to use, suddenly it fetches money, rent, mortgage, all kinds of things, and it hosts life. Tell somebody, come alive.
Come alive.
I like it. I like the way New King James brings it up. First Peter chapter 2 and verse 5. You know, it's beautiful the way King James says it. And you are living stones. Yeah. You also. Someone say you also. Not just Jesus. You also.
You also.
He said about Jesus. And he says, you also, as lively stones, you are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices. I will never stop saying this until all the members offer spiritual sacrifices to God. Because that's your protection. I can't protect you.
Amen.
But your activity will protect you.
Yes.
Your activity will bring you benefits.
Yes.
Have you gone to a place where, you know, you are in a workplace and you wanted to go to their restaurant? They say you can't come. Because the benefits are for those who are active.
That's right.
Ah, the benefits are for those who are active.
That's right.
Yeah.
For members.
For members. And then they are giving immunization to people. They say, no, you can't. We can't protect you. The gate of hell should not prevail against you.
Amen.
Clap for Jesus.
Amen.
Then we learned that we are God's garden. God's garden. Amen.
Amen.
Next thing, you are part of a tree.
Hey.
Number four, you're part of a tree. God's tree. I'll read it to you. Then the fifth thing, you will flourish in the courts of God. You will flourish. I'm going to read something that will surprise you. that puts all these three together. You're part of God's garden, you're a tree of God, and you will flourish in the courts of God. Psalm 92 and verse number 12 to 14. Are you there? New King James or King James. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. People who are consistent in church, they flourish like a palm tree. A palm tree is a perennial plant. Whether it's winter or summer, it's always green. It's one of the, when fall, you know, fall, the leaves fall. Spring, the leaves spring up. The palm tree never changes. It never changes. God says when you are planted, you are like the palm tree. You know, you will always flourish. Verse 13 says, those that be planted in the house of the Lord. Watch it again. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of their God.
That means do well. Wow.
They shall flourish in the courts of our God. You will do well.
Amen.
When you are planted, you will do well.
Wow. Man.
They shall still, verse 14, they shall still be bringing forth fruit in their old age.
Hey,
they shall
man.
Be fat and flourish and clap for the Lord
Amen.
Jesus. Let me tell you, when you are a tree that is planted, and today they move you from here, you move from here, you go to another plant, you go to another soil, what is likely to happen to your leaves?
Die.
You will die. Today you are stable, tomorrow you are unstable. Today you are here, tomorrow you are there. Today you are here, tomorrow you are not here. What happens is that you actually uproot yourself. And it's not every soil that has the right nutrients. God wants the nutrients to continue. He said, therefore, those who are planted, they are the ones who shall flourish. You know, I need to teach you this because the devil is at work. Jesus Christ told Peter, the devil sought to sift you like wheat. The devil's, one of the main things that the devil wants is to reap and plant. Uproot.
Yeah.
Take you out
right.
of your garden.
Disconnect.
That's what he did to Adam and Eve. He whispered a few things, and many of the excuses people used to come to church, they are reasonable. Oh, yeah. I'm tired. And it's true, you're tired. It's true, you're tired. Yeah. I need to go to work in the afternoon. And it's true. It's very true. Everything Satan said to the Adam and Eve, they were true. Only he didn't explain the results of what was about to happen. So that's where you need discernment. He said, has God told you not to eat of the fruit of the garden? And it's true, God has said it. He said, but God knows that the day you eat it, your eyes will open. And it's true, your eyes will open. You will know the difference between good and evil. And it's true. You shall be like God. And it's true. Everything he said, only they were half-truths. He didn't reveal the full truth to them. Most people that say, I'm not, the excuses that they give, if even you, a pastor, they tell you and you say that, still come to church, you will look unreasonable. The guy just closed from work and he says, I'm sleeping. For I've taken a new job that I close at 6 a.m. You expect me to come to church at 11. Pastor, you think about it. Are you normal? If you say such a thing to me, I'm a Christian, I'll say no problem. But like Satan, his real intention is not even about the job or the truth. It's what it will happen. Adam and Eve were kicked out of the garden. You are part of God's garden. You're part of God's building. God is decorating you. God has plans for you. God is washing you by the washing of water by the word. He needs you to be planted. And Satan is bringing all kinds of nice excuses. I'm feeling dizzy. I'm pregnant. I'm married now. I have children. I have homework. Look, everybody that is not here has a good reason. They are not bad people, I can assure you, including you. Yeah. Last week when you were not here, didn't you have a good reason? Yeah. Oh, I can assure you, you had a good reason. Every reason will be good. You are not a bad person. The Bible says, and the serpent, chapter 3, verse 1, was more subtle. Subtlety means you can't even realize it's bad. It's That's like right. poison, cyanide, no taste. But it's a killer. And look at the effect. Truths without the other truths. Look at what they did to Adam and Eve. Yeah. Okay, look at where they are. We're still struggling to get into
it. Still struggling.
Be planted. That's why I decided I'm going to be planted.
Man.
The devil, you can say anything you want. Ah, when my job is trying to keep me, I keep myself from that thing. Yeah. I'll get a job like the Jews. The Jews are planted. That's why they are flourishing in the court of the Jews. True. You work with a Jew and tell the Jew on Friday, come and work. They won't. That's why they are flourishing. The Jews are flourishing. Christians must flourish.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. The Jews, there is no group in the world that flourishes like the Jews. And they will never let you tamper with their Sabbath. Never, not even once. Take your job. I'll take my God and my Sabbath. And Bible says, they that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. And they shall still be bringing forth fruit in their old age. Your guarantee of longevity is in your ability to stay planted. Clap for
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah. I will teach you this until Satan cannot lie to you anymore.
Amen.
Because this is the other side that nobody says. The thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. That is why every church is stagnant. You watch the churches. They are all at a certain place. You go here 3 years ago, they were 100. Next 3 years, they will be 100. What do you think is happening? You bring, I'll take. You bring, I'll take. That's what the devil is doing. Nobody is planted. You plant, you come. It will still be 100, but new faces. What is going on? So they cannot flourish in the courts of the Lord. And they are not bearing fruit in their old age. As they grow, and they are married, they are blessed, they have jobs, then new ideas start coming. I will never allow that to happen to me. And by the grace of God, I'm flourishing. And you will flourish in Jesus' name. You will flourish Amen. In the house of the Lord.
Amen.
You will still be bringing forth fruit. You will grow and you will still be doing outreaches, still be going for prayer meetings. You will say, I'm too rich to go for prayer meetings. This is the blessing of being planted, which you will never get if you are not. Yeah. Anybody who's not regular, you realize also they don't belong to anything. Also, they don't go for prayer meetings. Also, they don't read the Bible. Also, it is a ploy. Satan is very subtle.
That's right.
But you watch it. When you become consistent, I resist anything that takes me from the presence of God. Bible says he'll wash you with water of the word by the cleansing by washing of water by the word. You will grow spiritually. You'll be too strong for the devil. He cannot kick you out of the garden. Oh, yes. You may think it's nothing. Some people say, oh, what's the big deal? I can watch online. I can read the Bible myself. I can preach even myself. And it's true, but it's not from God.
Teach.
Yeah. Even if it's true and it comes from Satan, refuse it.
Mm.
That's what Adam and Eve didn't know. That it's not just what is said, but who it's coming from.
That's
what
right.
What are his motives?
Yes.
What
narrative?
Good spirit from God will tell you don't go to church? Think about it. It cannot be from God. That no. excuse cannot be no. from God.
No.
Yeah. I've seen it so many times. You're part of a tree. 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 You're part of a garden.
Amen. I'm planted.
You're planted.
I am planted.
And if you are a tree, John chapter 15, let me read from verse 1 to 8. You'll be surprised. It says, I'm the true vine or tree. My father is the husbandman or gardener. Every branch in me that bears not fruit is taken away. And every branch that bears fruit, he purges so that it will bring forth more fruit. You know, don't get me wrong. There are some of us, our job is such that every other Sunday we must be there. You are trying, but it's not working. That is different. You tried. But I'm talking about the one you intentionally, I meant to do this just so that it's not too important to be honest. Yeah. Do you get my point?
Yes.
That is, it's not everybody who is not here who has a job, because maybe that's the only job the person found.
Yes.
What is he going to eat? Yesterday somebody told me, you know, my spouse didn't have a job and lost a job. Therefore, I had to take on a second job. I told the person, that's cool. Yesterday, the person called me and said, thank God, my spouse has a beautiful job. And therefore, that Sunday extra job, I've quit it because God's house is also important.
Amen.
I looked and I said, this is a proper Christian. Clap for Jesus.
Amen.
Part of a tree. Yeah. He says, now you are clean through the word which I've spoken unto you. Abide in me, verse 4. And I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself, except it abides in the vine. No more can you do anything except you abide in me. Look, you may not see the power of connected and staying in the house of the Lord consistently. But David said it. He said, I will dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. David was a man after God's heart. He was blessed. He really, Bible says, David died full of age, full of honor, full of riches. And his son Solomon reigned in his stead. 1 Corinthians, I believe, chapter 29, verse 8. 28 or 28, verse 29. One of them. Beautiful. Verse 5, I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abides in me, abides in the church, abides in Christ, the body of Christ. And I in him, let the church be inside of you. The same brings forth much fruit. The same. For without me, you can do nothing. Without me, you can do nothing.
Hey, stay connected.
Without me, you can do nothing.
Nothing.
Amen.
Amen.
This weekend, I want us to come for a prayer meeting. 3 hours only. Yeah. Will you come? It's either Friday or Saturday. You choose. I will give it to you. Which one should we choose? Friday evening or Saturday morning? Friday evening. How many like Friday evening? Friday evening from, let's say, from 6 to 9. Or Saturday morning from 5 to 8. Usually it becomes 6 to 9. How many Saturdays? How many like Saturday? Okay, how many will prefer Friday evening? Friday evening. So Friday evening. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Friday evening, 6 o'clock, let's be here. Or should we make it 7? 6 o'clock. 6, come. It will be a blessing.
Amen.
Okay. The church will be open at 6 and it will start at 7. Okay, it will be open. So if you want to come and just pray yourself, come at 6. Okay, then 7 will take off. It will be a blessing. Amen. So it's a blessing. Bible says that you are the tree of the Lord. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 3. It says, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give you beauty for ashes. God is going to give you beauty for ashes.
Amen.
The things that seem to be dead, God is going to replace them with beauty. Yes. Ashes mean no hope, but
that's
God
right.
says they shall become beautiful again.
Amen.
Those dry bones shall live again.
Amen.
Oh, yes. Some interview you went that it didn't work, it will work again.
Amen.
Some job that refused you will give you a job again.
Amen.
Some relationship that was not working will work again.
Amen.
Yes. And you give it the oil of joy for mourning. And you give it the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness.
Mm.
Why? Why? Why will he do all this? Which is what Satan did not tell Adam and Eve. Because so that they might be called the trees of righteousness.
Wow.
The planting of the Lord himself. Mm. So that God will be glorified. Clap
Amen.
For Jesus.
Amen.
I've seen that over and over again.
He is the righteous.
People that stabilize, if Adam and Eve had stayed in the garden, stayed with the rules, listened to God and not Satan, and they were there, you and I wouldn't be working this hard. Look, even preaching, I'm sweating. I need a towel for preaching. How much more you? We are not supposed to be sweating. Satan didn't reveal it. God wants to glorify his name, wants to bless you and take the glory. He said, that's my son. He's planted, he's fruitful in my house. I am blessing him, and everybody will see that my hand is upon her. And people have testimonies because they got planted. Believe God. Which father will tell you to stay in his house? Most children, when the parents say, you stay in my house and save a little, they walk away like the prodigal son. And they take loans and loans until they come back. Mommy, can I stay with you a little bit? Because what the mother said initially was true. That stay with me. I know a few things you don't know. You'll come back. My son walked away and went to stay somewhere. He now has loans. Now he's come back. He's living in my house. Yeah. Yesterday, he was going for a program and I bought a ticket. I said, pay the registration. He said, I don't have any money. I said, oh, how? He said, oh, I use my money to pay loans. I said, look at you. Look at you. Look at you. I said, no problem. God is not somebody who is into loaning things. He wants to provide for you beauty for ashes. But he says it's for those who are planted. Don't make the mistake Adam and Eve made. When the devil whispers to you any day about church, there will come times you will say, this church, the way they preach, the way they force this, the way they call, the way they talk. Anytime you hear those things, ask yourself, will God be telling me this to leave the church? Or will it be from Satan? You discern and you watch the difference as you rather, instead of listening to those voices, listen to the voice of this message from the Bible. And establish yourself like David. And see, the Lord says, they that are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in his courts. You shall eat the good of the land. I am looking forward to people who plant themselves, become fruitful in the church, to use as examples. And finally, I want to read to you some of the advantages that you will get. You can invest freely when you are permanent.
Yeah.
Yeah. One person was making the stairs on her own, on his own. The stairs, long stairs in the cathedral. They said, why are you doing this? Said, so that when I die and they are carrying my casket, they don't trip and fall.
Wow.
He was investing permanently.
He was invested.
People, this is my place. Therefore, that's I can give my all to it. Amen. You know, when you are renting a place, you don't invest in it that much.
Mm-mm.
Oh, let it continue. I mean, I'm going to leave here soon. But when you bought a building, a little thing, you fix it. A little thing, you fix it. Even your own car, that if you want to sell it, you don't put too much miles on. You don't. But if somebody's car, rent a car, oh, you any gas, the cheapest gas is what you pour in. Cheapest gas by your own car, 93. Yeah. You can see by the way people treat the church, whether it is permanent in their house or it is temporary.
Yes.
Whether it's a rented church or it's a personal church.
Mm.
Number seven, they will have family to celebrate their victories and even their bad news. The Bible says, Romans chapter 12, verse 15, rejoice with them that do rejoice and mourn with them that mourn. Yeah. Now, people were in hospital. They could feel that, Charlie, their family, even if your family is not here. Outdoorings, baby dedications, we do it here. We will be there.
That's right.
We are your family.
We are family.
You're rejoicing. You marry and see. It's as if we are married. The way we would dress, when you see me, it's like I'm the father of the bride. Yeah. And they will see the fruit of their labor. Yeah. They will see the fruit of their labor. You know, I can see. Somebody was saying, look, these children, we are the ones who taught them to play music. This is what to do. We are the ones who did it. You can see by the calf. Was the other last week they were saying that the people by the cult taught, some of them know more scriptures than their parents, and were clapping for him, the fruit of his labor. You'll be like that. And they will avoid the deception of short relationships. How many you just want? You saw somebody for 2 weeks and you want to marry the person. No. let your relationship be long so that you can recommend properly to others.
Amen.
Finally, number 10, they will have the rewarded with faithfulness. Bible says Jesus Christ told them, well done, good and faithful servant.
Amen.
Good and faithful servant. Wow. One day God will tell you, you tried.
Well done.
It wasn't all rosy. Sometimes you felt like leaving, but you didn't leave. And he'll shake your hand and say, well done, good and faithful servant. You stuck with it. You did your best.
Yes.
Listen, I've decided to stick with it and to do my best. I'll continue to pastor you. And finally, you will have consistent pastoral care.
Amen.
Somebody who knows your background, who understands you, who can deal with you based on knowledge. Husbands, live with your wives according to knowledge.
True.
Not that today this pastor is there. One person left the church, and when it was time for wedding, he was calling me. And I asked the person, your pastor doesn't officiate weddings? I asked the person, your pastor doesn't counsel? He said, pastor, I know you. Yeah, I know you. Are you then that you didn't have to? I mean, some people say, the devil I know. I'm a devil now. Better than the angel, you don't know. Go to the angel. But of course, I did the counseling. I did the wedding because old friends are the best. Me, I will never leave you. Even if you leave the church, my heart will never leave you.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen.
But I pray that you'll be permanent. Make your heart permanent. Make the relationship with God permanent. Listen, above all, make God permanent. Let your Christianity never backslide. Decide, no matter what happens, don't have a grudge with God. That will say, God, I don't want you anymore.
Mm.
May it never happen to you.
Hey,
rise to
God
your feet. Put your hands together for Jesus.
Amen. Wow.
Wow. Tell somebody, what's your name? Stone what? Brother Stone. Tell someone, Brother Stone.
Brother Stone.
I'm a living stone. Watch me come alive. Watch me come alive. Do you remember the Volante takeover? The Volante people, please come. Do you remember where they took over? These are the stars. Educat, come and call your people. Come and call your people. Look at the stars. Bring your stars on stage. Bring your stars. How many want another Volante Sunday? Look. Bring them. Who are they? Come. All the Volantes, come. Clap. Clap for them. Gabby, come on. Clap for them. Clap for the young people. Clap. Gabby, Kayla, come on. Look at them. We are very young people. And then look at the white church. White church, come. Look at them. These people, you watch them. Watch them. Rashad and all that, come. Watch them, come. These people, the life that they have, we are going to tap into them. They will be a lifeblood. Clap for them. Stretch forth your hands. Let's pray for them. Father, I pray for this youth. The power, the energy, the love, the passion they show. Let them do better than their parents.
Yes, Lord.
Where their parents didn't go, let them go.
Yes,
I pray that they would teach us life.
Yes.
How to be active.
How
to be worshipful.
Yes.
How to serve with strength.
Oh.
Let them not be dead.
In Jesus' name.
Spiritually. May they come alive with the word.
Come alive.
May they come alive with the spirit.
Alive.
May everything that holds them back be broken.
Hey,
your word says, say to the righteous, it shall be well with them. Let
well.
It be well with them.
Let
with their
well.
Academic life,
yes.
With their relationships, with their families,
come alive.
With their careers,
come alive.
With their health,
come alive.
With their spiritual life.
Come alive.
Let them come alive.
Yes.
I pray the mistakes we made as parents, excuse them from them. The curses that
yes.
their families have, let them not reach them in the name of Jesus.
Name
let
of
the blood
Jesus.
Of Jesus Christ
yes.
answer
ah.
to everything that attacks them. And let them take charge. And be blessed with zeal
yes.
to be living stones. Father, when there is arthritis among their parents, may they jump higher to compensate
yes. Yes.
for what their parents could
yes.
not jump. And may they bring new life.
Yes.
Anoint them with fresh
anoint
oil.
Them, O Lord.
Bless them to
bless
flourish.
Them,
let them be established.
Let them be established.
And be honored. May the devil not have a hold on their lives. Let no weapon formed against prosper. Against them. Let every tongue lifted up against them be condemned.
Be condemned
for
right
this
there.
Is their heritage
yes.
as servants of God.
Yes.
And their righteousness is of God.
Righteous.
Be blessed.
Be blessed.
Anointed. Lead the charge. In Jesus' name. Amen. Clap for the Lord Jesus.
Wow, weren't you blessed by that anointed word of God? Come join our services this and every Sunday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time in person at 5796 Shelby Oaks Drive, Memphis, Tennessee. Be blessed.